Marhaba and how's it going, everyone? For those who are new to the show, this is You Up, a space dedicated to have answers to calm your mind and empowering your workplace. And trust me, eventually it will leave you in a great state of mind to unlock your full potential. I'm your host, Saeed Al-Ghafari, and let me just express how grateful I am for having you here and you allocating the time to hear me out. Today we'll be talking about one of the most frustrating emotions, and that is feeling stuck. So when was the last time you felt stuck? You know, if I would really think about something, it's like your car getting stuck. تعرف يوم تغرز؟ You know what happened to you, especially if you haven't experienced that. And I remember the first time that happened to me. You really lose control and you don't know what to do about it. That's exactly what happened to you in real life when you get stuck. You really get, you know, you get overwhelmed. You know, you feel like something is wrong. You feel confused. You know, people are passing by if you're at the road and they're laughing at you and you really don't know what to do about it. You get irritated. Imagine someone at the road says, wave their hand at you. You will immediately say, you know what? Get out. So exactly that's what happens when you get stuck. You get frustrated. And that's not a good feeling. Now imagine you take that feeling to work or your family. That's not a good feeling. And you don't want that. Trust me, when you're stuck, ultimately, you are going to have a feeling of fear and anxiety. So you know what? You're really not alone. And that happened to me actually recently. And it happened to me in the past. And I know it will happen to me. So we will all go through it. What's really important is we need to recognize that feeling. And it's completely normal, ultimately. And you know, when it happens to you, you should be fine. You know, life is not always gloomy. Life is all about challenges. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. You know what? And that's where we need to admit. And you know, I've got something to share with you is that during these tough times, you really learn a lot. And it's during these vulnerable moments and when you're feeling such, you know, such weakness, you have that feeling. And trust me, when you get over that, this is when you learn. So let me share with you a story that will paint what stuck means. This is a personal experience, a personal reflection that happened to me this year. You know, in August, I got stuck. You know, and it wasn't a good feeling. You know, especially when you're a CEO, you're running a company, people are looking up to you. It's not a good feeling. But again, I maintained composure. I did not really show it. I did share it with those who are closer to me. But it wasn't a good feeling. I had a feeling of not being able to move. And sometimes I questioned my judgment and my decisions. Not a good feeling. At all not a good feeling. You know, you have a feeling that, you know, the company wouldn't do well if you don't do something. It's all those feelings coming together. So it's just doubts. I call those doubts. Because you've been there. You've done it in the past. So what really changed? Now, what happened is I really didn't understand why I'm stuck at that moment. Completely, I didn't understand. And I was going through a difficult moment. But some challenges in the company at that time. And during August, it's good that at that time, things were a bit slowing down. People were taking holidays, enjoying their time. And I was struggling in the office with me being stuck. Now, I did a lot of reflections during that time. But honestly, I did not reach anywhere. I still felt stuck. I had that anxiety going on. I didn't know what to do. I felt that things were not happening very well. And that's a very difficult feeling. And I remember that. Every time I go through my journal, I remember that feeling. Now, in September, when people came back from their leave, very excited, motivated, I'm still in my office figuring out why I'm stuck. The good thing is, when people came back, it's good to talk to people. And I did not forget that I should be talking to people, because, you know, my skill comes from people. My strength comes from people. And I kept talking to people. Life went on. And this is something that I did. Imagine I was stuck in my office, locking the door. It's like, okay, what's wrong? What's wrong with the CEO? Why he's like that? But let me share with you. People noticed that there was something wrong with me. And they came to me and they called me, and it was obvious. So in September, I had to deliver two keynote speeches, one in London and one in Brussels. And honestly, this was the first time I traveled, and I'm really not motivated. You know, by myself, in the plane, reaching London. The good thing is I found a very good friend. I didn't see him since 6 years, and I saw him, and he was a really good friend. He was a good catalyst, actually. So I went to this venue, high profile, and I delivered a fantastic keynote. Everyone was speaking about it, alhamdulillah. Yani. Thank God, I'm so proud. But after the speech, you know, when I was by myself, I had that feeling again, being stuck. So my friend called me and he was like, Saeed, yalla, let's go out. Let's go have lunch. Looks like you're hungry, and let's go do it. So we went, had lunch, had dinner, and it was very enjoyable. Went back to my room next day, and then I had to take a train to Brussels for another keynote speech. That was a quick one day, and then I went and I finished my keynote speech. And I was more or less getting better, but not understanding why I'm stuck. And that's really painful still. So I stayed in my hotel room. I went out. I really didn't feel it. You know, I love shopping. You know, if for some people, shopping is like de-stressing activity for me. Whenever I'm stressed, I go and shop. At that moment, I did not enjoy it. So what happened is, today was the flight back home. I went into this taxi, and one of my skills, as I mentioned, is speaking to people. I like to live the moment. And I was praying that I would go into a taxi and the driver would not talk. But the guy was talking. And I'm like, shut up, man. But I couldn't. He was talking. He was sharing with me. But you know what? I really connected with the guy. He's a taxi driver, but he was actually a dentist. He's a dentist and he's driving a car. He's driving a taxi and he is in a country which is not his country. So I started to connect deeply with him. And I felt myself during that moment. And you know what? Only during that moment, I knew why I'm stuck. And can I tell you something? I did write the solution in my journal a month ago, but I was too blind to see it. You see what happens? It's all that mental blockage that we have. But again, I was living my life. I was in the airport. I was basically in the car. You know, I prayed that I wouldn't be in a car that the driver would talk. And now I'm in the airport. I went back home very much motivated. Very much motivated. Oh my God. And I had to change. And you know what happened? I realized that I can't continue with my current management style. So I had to change. Because at that time, things changed and required changing. And that was basically beyond my comfort zone. So it took me 2 months, very painful, but again, very rewarding. Because now I know and I have the tools and I know what I'm going to do about it. How can this story be beneficial for a person, anyone, or a company? But before we go into that, let me share with you first why this happens to you or a company. Now, most people I speak to, I see them growing in their current role or situation or a company facing a new dynamics. When that happens, you're basically outside your comfort zone. So naturally, you're going to feel stuck. That's the first thing. Just keep that in your mind. And sometimes you have this fear of external judgments. So this happens to you, and then you get stuck. Sometimes you feel disconnected from your values. And that's my absolute favorite. I always go back to my values. And the natural one where I see people a lot is when they're burned out or a company tired or it's stressed or they're not doing or performing very well. Naturally, you're going to feel stuck. And my absolute favorite is when you try to compare yourself with someone that is not you. And that's basically something that I see a lot. Because again, at the end of the day, what I learned is apple to apple, not apple to orange. There are fruits, but they're completely different. Now, Saeed, Zain, Khalas, okay, fine, great man. What are some of the signs? You know what? The first thing, very simple. You wake up in the morning and honestly, ما تبي تسوي شيء. You feel like doing nothing. You just want to stay in bed. And for someone like me, I want to watch Netflix. That's the first feeling. You're not motivated. You don't want to do anything. Something that I see a lot, and I used to do it in the past, is you burst at people. You know, you're just angry. You just want to fight with everyone. And that's not good. These are signs that something is wrong with you. And sometimes you finish work or, you know what, it's the end of the year and you're tired. You're overwhelmed. The company is tired. Everyone feels really tired. They don't feel that they're motivated anymore. So these are all signs that happens. And something I see specifically in companies is you see a lot of people blaming each other. This blame culture happens. And people don't want to do whatever they're supposed to do. There is no accountability whatsoever. And whenever you go speak to someone, they tell you, okay, it's someone else's job and all that. And again, these are all signs that tells you that, you know what, I'm stuck or that company is stuck. Now, you remember what happened when you're really feeling stuck and you have those feelings happening and you have the signs. The first thing, which is a mistake that everyone I see, even companies, they immediately want to do something about it. Listen, it's not a quick fix. You have to go through the process. You need to understand why is that happening to you. Yes, that could be a short-term strategy, but trust me, on the longer term, it's not. And you know, I've learned something from my mindfulness is your mind will have thoughts. You'll be like, I really need to do something about that. Your mind will be like, you know what? If I don't do this, then this will happen. And then you're going to paint the future for not a realistic future. So naturally, this is basically some of the stuff that will lead into that. And then naturally, you're going to be anxious. You're going to be afraid. You're going to be overwhelmed. Imagine you take those to work. Everyone will be confused. People will not understand what's wrong with you. If you take it home, oh my God, it's going to be a disaster. You don't want that. Now, some of the signs that also you can see in company, you see people started leaving. People don't want to be there anymore. They don't belong. And that's normal. And that's some of the consequences and the outcomes that can happen. Not specifically on the company, but on the people. You see them leaving. They don't want to be there. Now, how would you benefit from that? Whether it's personal or company, trust me, it's the same damn process. The first thing is, and it's very simple, trust yourself. Okay, that's the first thing. You've been there, you've done it. And take it from me, and I shared with you my story. It's not easy. It's not an easy process. You know, when you're in a company, you work with a team, you work with the executive and they see you. But we fail to communicate. Now, the key to keep everyone involved and the key not to have gossips in companies is to communicate. Communicate very often and tell people what's happening. They're part of that team. They're part of the company. They deserve to basically know that. So now let's jump into solutions. What shall I do about it if this happens to you? The first thing is communicate. Ya akhi, talk to the people, you know? Sometimes what I see is when you're a CEO you have that ego that you know everything in life and, you know, you don't want to share. Come on. Just share with people. That leave that ego aside. And that's some of the things that, you know, ego is good sometimes. But trust me, in such situations, leave it. And admit that you're stuck. Just admit it's fine. It's normal. And don't be ashamed about it. And just communicate, as I said. Now, on a personal level, talk to someone closer to you. Trust me, that's a very painful process. And things could go wrong. So talk to your loved one. Speak to them. Tell them I'm stuck. And please understand what's going to happen to me. The second point here is you don't need to do anything about it. Just be stuck. You know what? Just غرز. عادي يعني. It's fine. And it's normal. I know some people may wonder now, Saeed, this is so strange. And why are you telling us that? Some people may say, you know what? It's funny. But live the process and be stuck. But you know, because you know what happens? It's in those difficult moments that you have feelings and thoughts that you never would notice if you're not basically present. So listen to your feelings, listen to your thoughts, and notice the signs. And those signs are very important. Because if it happens to you in the future, you would basically come and say, oh, you know what? I remember this sign, okay? And I think I'm stuck. So your self-awareness is much more stronger. The same with companies. When it comes to noticing the feelings and the thoughts, just understand what happens. And again, we spoke about that blame culture. If you see blame culture happening, my friend, you are stuck. Now, what's really important here is to have those signs and those feelings. You know, it could be like, am I being judged? Are my values aligned again? And that's the process. Just live with that. Live with these signs. Live with you being stuck, because you're going to have a lot happening at that moment. And just know that when you sit with negative feelings, it's going to be very difficult. And I know sometimes it's unpleasant. People, and usually human beings, even companies, love to be in positive feelings and avoid by any price to be in negative moments. You know what? If I tell you now, if you're listening to me and I tell you smile, you're going to smile easily because that's a positive feeling. But if I tell you cry, you're not going to cry. You're going to say, this guy is nuts or something like that. But it's a difficult thing. So when you go through a negative feeling, live it. Just be there and don't try to avoid it. And here, when you go through that painful process, don't forget your life. You know, you've got family, you've got responsibilities. Live the moment. عيش حياتك. You never know what could happen. It's during these moments that solutions come. And it's all about that aha moment, you know? And that's exactly what you want. And in companies, you know what would I encourage? I would encourage creating circles, people talking and sharing ideas and sharing solutions. And that's very important. And you know what? Sometimes it's good to take a break. Maybe travel somewhere. And the trick here is, how can I change the scene? All right? And maybe I should speak to different people who have different feelings. You know what, my friend? Life goes on. And you're going to remember that. Now, the last one is something that I really admire. My iPad is priceless. I would give anything out except my iPad, because I journal a lot. So journal, journal, and even journal. Whatever way you want to do it, whatever way is suitable. It could be voice notes. It could be speaking to someone. It could be someone who posted it on the fridge. You know what? At the end of the day, journal. And that's what you want to do. And you know what? And that's exactly what I did. You are going to come back to it. And you're going to go through it. And have a process where, you know what? You have your journal, go through it by the end of the day, read it in the beginning of the day, and then just figure out, did you have the solution or you did not have the solution? It's like a feedback loop kind of a thing. And something very important is, and this is something that I've learned only recently when I used to be, because when I used to be a kid or a teenager, I've always wanted to do something big. Listen, baby steps, very important. Take it easy, small steps at a time. And try. Don't be afraid. Try new things and then adjust and see what works for you. This is very important. And again, don't forget to celebrate. And don't forget to laugh about it if it is really funny. Because sometimes it's important to have those joyful moments. And yeah, something very important is I see a lot of people stay in the feeling of stuck for a long time. You don't want to do that. You know, you've got a life. You've got a, you need to get away from it. I understand. You sit on that process and journal and go through the steps. Shabab, and those who are leading out there, please don't get me wrong. Live the process, be in it, learn, but don't get too comfortable with it. That's also a very dangerous phase. That being said, I would like you to take care of yourself and those you care about. And if you find this episode beneficial, please share it and subscribe to my channel. You can find me on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify for now. Ma'a salama.